The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, Warren slashing. Warren! They tried to keep those legs churning to take it into the end zone. They're going to mark him down at the one.
Nope.
But the ball popped free.
Did Jeremy Chinn come out with the football?
Rolling on the field is a fumble recovered by the defense.
See him ripping right there?
First down, Washington.
And the ball comes out as he's going down, and Chinn picks up the football.
Tell him, Charles. That's Charles Davis and Ian Eagle on the call on CBS. What a takeaway that was for the Commanders. They picked off Wilson. They had that takeaway on the goal line. At that time, it's a six-point game. And maybe that wins you a football game. Quan Martin, who's been great, he's one of the few Rivera picks who is ascending into being a really legitimate long-term starter for this team, it feels like. Ripping the ball out at the one, and then Chinn, who had the pick, recovering it. What an awesome, literal goal line stand by the defense at the goal line at the one-yard line.
Enormous play. Again, that gave them a chance. That was about to be, I don't say nail in the coffin type stuff, but that was going to be as deflating and, you know, it was going to change the script of the game. That was enormous to be able to come out with a stop there.
So I think the defense played a really, really good football game for a lot of reasons. Here's the argument, though. I'm going to lay out. I want to get Danny's thoughts on this, and then we're going to hit the phones, see what you guys think. How do you feel the defense played? I am getting more and more confident in this defense. I think they played a playoff-caliber opponent yesterday. And off of a bye, an opponent that had been humming pretty good. Mm-hmm. This offense for the Steelers is not great by any means, but they're not that fun to play right now. Russell Wilson's been surging, and they're a really good running team. They're going to rush the football on you, and we've been told Washington can't stop the run. So you held them to 4.2 yards per play, Danny. That would be dead last in the NFL over a season. So you did a really good job in that regard. 75 plays and 36-11 time of possession. Some of that is your own doing that you can't get off the field occasionally. A lot of that is the offense is three and outs. The offense not sustaining drives. The offense having two of their 11 drives where they had more than 25 yards. So that was an offensive issue, something we haven't had to talk about all year long. But just as much of a defensive problem, the time of possession issue yesterday, I think, was on the offense too. I thought they did do a very good job against the run. Yes, Pittsburgh ran for 140 yards net. But if you just look at the two quarterback or running backs, rather, that the quarterback would hand the ball or pitch the ball to, in Warren and Harris, they went for right around like 110 on 35 attempts.
Mm-hmm.
You'll take that every time.
Yes, I will. Yep.
That is a collective, I don't know, do that math. That's three and change. That's sub 4 yards per carry, probably. Najee Harris, the bell cow, went 21 attempts for 53 yards. So they stopped the run against a very physical, good rushing team. They held Russell Wilson, by the way, to 50% passing yesterday. They made a lot of those throws down the field hard, where he's trying to drop balls in to covered guys on the sideline. He was 14 of 28. If you look at like rating against or some of the efficiency metrics defensively against the quarterback, it was one of their better games in that regard. Now, they gave up three touchdown passes. One was in tight, obviously, on a third and goal. And then you had the moon ball down the field by Russell Wilson that they didn't defend well. There are a couple of plays they went back. There's no doubt about that. There was another 30-yard play to Pickens.
Yep.
Where he caught
on a second
ball.
And 20.
Yeah. Was that
backbreaker.
A second and 20?
Yep.
Quan Martin, I think it was, actually, came flying up and just ran into him and missed a tackle. Pickens ran through two tackles and went for 30. Was just like slashing through seven different defenders. That was a bad play. There were a few of those, obviously. They weren't as good on third down as you'd want, 7 of 16. But just by and large, when a team gets the ball as often as Pittsburgh does, because you go three and out three times in your first four drives, and you have a total of 23 minus 4, 19 yards on your first four drives and 12 plays, Danny.
Yep.
That's where they were. Guess what? Your defense is on the field a lot. Punt, they gave up the touchdown. Turnover on downs, punt, gave up the touchdown. Punt, end of half. Then in the second half, they forced two takeaways in the second half. They were on the field four different times protecting a lead at the end of the game, and for the first three times did exactly what you asked. Don't give up a touchdown to Pittsburgh. I just don't know how much more you can ask out of the defense. You could say the Steelers scored 28 points. One of those was on a short field after the giveaway because of Alamide Zaccheaus. So really, it was more like 21 points to Pittsburgh. You'd like one more play in the red zone and make it a 17-er, but I was very happy with what they did defensively for the most part, like at a 90-some percent.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Clip. Yeah, there are a lot of positives to take out of what the defense did yesterday. Here are the negatives, and it's up to you how you want to grade that, right? So overall, if I have to turn the paper back, I'd probably say it's a B minus, C plus if I was in a salty mood that day. I thought they tackled very poorly. One of their worst tackling games since early in the season. Early in the season, when they don't have much preseason time, where they're not on the grass together, and a lot of the veterans just basically didn't do anything, they didn't tackle real well against Tampa Bay. Early in the season, it was kind of an issue. I thought it reared its head this past week a little bit. Maybe Pittsburgh's fresher coming off the bye week, something that you could kind of factor in there. But there were a number of times where the first guy, it's like he's just bouncing right off. I haven't seen yards after contact numbers. I've been looking for him. If anyone's got something reliable, send it my way at Funny Danny. But it just felt to me, whether it was Harris or Warren or the play to Pickens that you mentioned, the first guy, if he's not going to get him down, at least hold him up. And it seems like they were, you know, running through arm tackles, pinballing around, and things that should have been third and eight turned into third and two. And that led to some of those conversions that you're talking about, which would go for the fifth or sixth worst percentage over the course of a season in terms of third downs allowed. Then there's a fourth down that's close that they can get because, again, they got more yards on second down than they probably should have. A couple of times you have them dead to rights and they get out of it where you need to make that play or just be normal, just be safe. You allow long conversions to take place, which is, you know, kind of especially frustrating given that you did good enough work to be in that good spot to begin with. But you were in that good spot to begin with. You know, Dante Fowler has a couple more sacks. You mentioned it, holding Russell Wilson to 50% completion percentage, holding running backs, their top two, to 3.4 yards per carry. I will take that sight unseen. Give me no other information. How did the defense do? 50% completions, 3.4 yards per carry for running backs. Yep, sign me up this week and for the rest of the season.
I would say that combination of things gets you a win at like an 80-some percent clip, too.
Yep.
But just the fact that you allowed 4.2 yards per play and 3.3 yards per attempt. That's the ball game to me.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of goals defensively, you got to find a way to win that game. Now it's up to the offense to do more than they did.
Yeah, this is very Scott Turner, Ron Rivera era type stuff where you're going, offense, please pick us up one time.
Yeah, and yes, I'll just put a period at the end of that sentence. I agree with that. But also, it's not even one time, right? It's any of these drives that you could have done anything would have won the football game. Again, I think it's a bad ask, and it's not fair that you send the defense onto the field in the middle of the third quarter and say, protect us from a six-point lead. And they do, by the way. They go three and out. Pittsburgh punts after getting 5 yards on four plays. Awesome. Now you get another chance to go get points and extend the lead. You don't. You go, hey, defense, bail us out again. And it's a three and out because Russell Wilson throws that million-mile interception, like arm punt thing. And then you go, okay, defense, bail us out again. They go back out onto the field. And this time, the Steelers have a really good drive, and they go 86 yards on 14 plays, but you make the play at the goal line, you get the ball, you steal it away, and you protect your six-point lead for a third straight time. And you give the offense the ball back, and you go, hey, guys, go do something. And then they don't again, and you give the ball back to Pittsburgh again. But this time, you give them the ball back at midfield. And you say, hey, defense, don't give up any points. By the way, they're starting the drive first and 10 at midfield. I think they're at the Washington 47-yard line.
Yep.
3 yards from the mid-stripe. But don't give up a field goal, which means you're 15 yards from that. And certainly don't give up a touchdown. They're only 5 or 6 plays from that. And sure enough, they ended up scoring the touchdown. And then at the end of the game, you said, hey, defense, get us the ball back. And if not for Johnny Newton jumping off sides, which I know is a pretty big caveat, they didn't get the ball back. But they did what they needed to there as well to get the stops and burn the timeouts and do the things. And then, obviously, Newton jumped off sides. But the Steelers, I mean, I'm just looking at the possession chart right now. I don't remember a game like this. I'm going to take away the downing the ball at the end of the half, which is listed as a possession. They had 13 possessions in this game. 13 times the offense trots out onto the field. And defensively, I think you did a really good job on probably all but 3.5 of those. 3 of those were 70-plus yard touchdown drives. The other one was the short field touchdown. I'm going to say half there. Otherwise, they got 9, minus 5, 2, 14, 12, minus 1, 1, minus 4, 12. They were just way more good than bad defensively, in my opinion. You said your grade would be a C-plus or B-minus?
Yeah, right in there. Probably closer to a B-minus.
I'm going to give them a solid B. I'd like to give them a B-plus, if I'm being honest, but the red zone is where I come up and go, this is where games are won and lost. They gave up 4 touchdowns. Somehow, some way, you got to find a way to make that 3. Right? 4 is too many in a game. And that's not fair, again, because of the short fields. One of those is on a 15-yard drive. One of those is on a 46-yard drive. But there was another drive that probably should have been a touchdown where you get to take away at the 1 that was 80-plus yards. That kind of wipes away the 15-yarder in a sense. But looking at the red zone numbers in this game, 3-for-4 for Pittsburgh, goal to go, 2-for-2, I need you to force 1 field goal. So that keeps me from giving you an A-minus or a B-plus. But the takeaways were there. The pressures, the sacks, they were there. How about Dante Fowler, by the way?
Awesome.
Sign that guy now. He looks like everything he said in the preseason about coming and playing for Quinn, being a fit in the defense, being healthy, being able to have a career year.
Okay, now I believe you.
It wasn't lip service.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't just a guy saying words in training camp. Let's get to the thoughts of our listeners on the defense next on G&D.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.